Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
He's returning from planet Section 80, and he's coming back to Earth, and he's going to be headlining Day in Vegas Festival.
Yep, Friday night's headliner is going to be Kendrick Lamar.
What is up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast in the world.
Yes, number one everywhere, worldwide, global. You know the vibes.
This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop, music, culture, etc.
Yes.
I am one of your lovely hosts, music lover, music enthusiast, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
It's Tuesday. Things are going crazy already, even though the week's just started out. Famous Dex got arrested at his court hearing for a completely different charge than the one he was at the court hearing for. Then festival season is officially kicking off. We got Made in America Festival, Lil Baby, Meg Thee Stallion, Moneybagg Yo, and more will be performing. Also, Day and Night Festival in Vegas is coming, and Kendrick Lamar is coming back down to Earth to headline this festival.
Not down to Earth. He's been in space this whole time.
We got the legend Queen Latifah. She's receiving the Lifetime Achievement Honor at the 2021 BET Awards. And T-Pain is recalling and hearkening back to how Nicki Minaj curved him once upon a time.
Hey, not the curve. Let's get into it.
Let's get down to it. Okay, so let's kick it off with Famous Dex. Getting arrested at court is like getting fired on your day off. So I just need a breakdown of why he was at court in the first place and what he got arrested for while he was there.
So, you know, Famous Dex has always been in some kind of trouble or like things going on from domestic abuse and the whole violence case that he had going on and gun possession and things like that. But for right now, he was at a hearing Thursday related to some charges he was hit with in March, which also includes those domestic violence and gun possession, a bunch of stuff going on with Famous Dex. But when he was at the hearing, he had allegedly violated a protective order put in place after one of the alleged domestic violence incidents from last October. So he's there for something, but then got hit with another thing that they're like, oh, well, we're going to get you for that, too.
He violated the restraining order.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if he actually like pulled up on this person that he wasn't supposed to be around or if he was just at the court date and then the person was there. And then I'm curious about that, because if he like tried to approach them or something, that's wild. Like, you did that to yourself. But if he was just like showing up to court and then they were there and then it's like, oh, you're in the same room as this person. We got you. Boom. Like, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, that is kind of messed up. Almost like it was kind of like plotted or planned low key, but I don't know.
Right. But if he did like really beat up women, I kind of don't care what happened to him.
Yeah, that part. In that case, you should be locked up or something.
Right. So I do see that he's currently being held on $200,000 bond. Yeah, these are some serious charges. They put you up at $200,000. That's not a joke.
Yeah, not at all. Compared to like these other rappers who've gotten like a $10,000 bond or something like that. But $200,000, yeah, definitely a lot for all that going on.
Yeah, best of luck to whoever was correct in this situation. Now on to more positive things. Festival season is officially here. Like, I've been seeing a different lineup every day. The latest that has come out is Jay-Z's Made in America Festival. We got Lil Baby on the bill, Meg Thee Stallion, Moneybagg Yo, and a slew of other people. Like, let's get into this lineup.
Yep, you got Doja Cat on there, Bobby Shmurda, Baby Keem, ASAP Ferg, Moneybagg Yo, Freddie Gibbs, Tinashe, Moray, 42 Doug, ESTG, and then there's more.
So don't forget Durkio now. Durkio on that thing too.
Yep, he is in there as well. And it is going down in Philadelphia from September 4th to September 5th. So 2-day festival. But there's a lot of conversation about who else is on headlining this tour, Asia.
Ooh. Yeah. Who is it? Who could it be? Who could it possibly be?
The person who's the first one on the lineup is Justin Bieber, then Lil Baby.
That's an interesting pair.
It is interesting. Like, I don't know. But people were saying, like, Justin Bieber has been in the game for so long. Like, he is a headliner title, per se. But for a Jay-Z festival made in America, a lot of people were like, why Justin Bieber? Why the Biebs?
See, my problem more than Justin Bieber being on the bill was that his name was above Lil Baby's. I have an issue with that for some reason. Something about that just don't seem right. I had to side-eye it. Like, why is he above Lil Baby?
Right. And, like, compared to all the other artists who are clearly hip-hop, I would say, is Justin Bieber, I thought he was pop, but hip-hop type? I don't know.
He is an R&B artist, if you let him tell it, okay? He wants to be known as an R&B singer, a serious R&B act. But I have no problem with him being on the lineup. I just feel like Lil Baby's name should be the first and biggest. Lil Baby should have his own line. Justin Bieber can be either beside it or under it. But the year that Lil Baby has had, yeah, his name should be the biggest on Made in America.
Now, I can see that too. And it is the 10th anniversary. You would think the way that this graphic looks now, that it would have kind of like maybe said whose date they have or
right.
Something like that. But yeah, it is kind of off-putting. Low key.
Yeah. They're just, I'm gonna chalk it up to COVID. Okay. We're gonna let them slide with this one. And they do have a couple DX Rising stars up here. So let's give it up for them one time.
Yes.
Moray, 42 Doug. You know, big love. Big love to the DX Rising stars doing big things. And I'm also excited for the return of Roddy Ricch.
Yes, he has been, you know, doing his album thing low key and the late at night single right now. So performance, right. Roddy is going to be lit.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if there's going to be a couple new songs, maybe an EP mixtape of some sort, you know, some more new content out before he hits the stage on this festival.
Oh, for sure. Got to give us something more.
So yeah, that's the return of Made in America. Now, another big festival that has everybody talking right now is Day in Vegas Festival, which is happening from November 12th to the 14th in Las Vegas, of course. And the guy is Kung Fu Kenny.
Yes.
He's returning from planet Section 80. And he's coming back to Earth, and he's going to be headlining Day in Vegas Festival.
Yep, they're giving Friday night's headliner. It's going to be Kendrick Lamar. And then also you got Travis Scott is a headliner, and so is Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah.
That's Ooh. Big.
They're spending bread on these festival lineups.
Right, like, where'd they get the money? I've been saving it.
Do you think that there's going to be a festival bubble at some point? Like, is this model sustainable long term? Like, is everybody gonna spend $500, $600, $1,000 to go to all of these festivals like nonstop? I know things are just coming back into action post COVID, so everybody's trying to be everywhere right now. But is this something that's gonna be able to last? Because when you look at the names on this lineup: Da Baby, YG, Ari Lennox, Polo G, Lil Baby, Doja Cat, Saweetie, SZA, Lil Uzi, Don Toliver. Like, these are not inexpensive acts to book. So right. You're spending millions on these festival lineups, and you're charging people, you know, whatever you're charging for the tickets, however many hundreds of dollars. Like, is this something that's going to be able to keep on happening? Like, how many festivals are you going to go to in a year?
That's an interesting point. Like, because there is so many, and sometimes it is repeat artists. So yeah. It's like, and it's in different locations. Like, not everybody's in Vegas, and it's a plane ticket compared to, like, when artists would just go on tour.
Right.
And you kind of get that glimpse. Of course, they have headliners for their own tours and things like that, and opening acts. But yeah, with the festival bag, like, can the normal person be able to go to all these shows? I don't know what they're going to do, because...
Right. And like you said, there is some repeat acts, because even Lil Baby, he's on Made in America and he's on Day in Vegas.
Right.
You know, two separate places or whatever, so... Kudos to them for getting to the bag. Like, these acts are getting that money. But I'm just wondering, how long is this going to last? Like, these festivals doing super stacked lineups with the main artist that everybody's getting.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, because it's like, at this point, I have to pinpoint which festival I can afford to go to, or which has the best lineup,
right?
And make that like the one I like splurge on. But it would be dope to go to everything, no lie. But I can't. My pocket's not that deep. I can't do it.
Nah, I might gotta go to that day. Oh, I don't know. I might have to do both because Kendrick Lamar from Section 80 to Damn. It says it on the flyer, like he's doing everything one day only in Vegas. I'm like, yo, that's going to be history. History will be made there. And I just feel like I need to be a part of that.
No, that's a good point, too, because I remember when I went to the Governor's Ball in New York and it was Childish Gambino headlining.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like his last real big kind of show. And you just had to like make it. So if Kendrick Lamar is doing that, I feel like if you're a big enough fan, you definitely got to go. So stuff like that, like you got to go.
Yeah.
Guys, witness it.
All right, let's move on from the big festival lineups onto another big event. Queen Latifah is getting her flowers. She's getting her well-deserved accolades. She'll be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Honor at the 2021 BET Awards.
Yes, congratulations to Queen Latifah.
We love to see it. A legend in the flesh, from music to television to movies to everything in between. A true queen.
Yeah, and I didn't know that she was the first hip-hop artist to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's dope.
Wow.
And now she's getting the Lifetime Achievement Honor at the BET Awards. You'd love to see it.
New Jersey's finest.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
Shout out to the team, the squad, the gang.
Period.
She deserves this, man, from the classics that she's given to the culture. Mm-hmm. We're talking Living Single, my favorite show of all time.
Yes.
The Perfect Holiday, Beauty Shop, Girls Trip, like the list goes on. Just Right with Common, like classics, true classics in the culture. So shout out to Queen Latifah one time.
And of course the UNITY, like her songs are like legendary too. They always have positive meaning. You know, she raps her tail off. She does it all. So big ups.
Yes. Now in some hilarious news, at least I found it hilarious. T-Pain was on the 85 South show recently. And if you haven't seen it, you have to watch the episode.
Yes.
So first of all, Carlos Miller, DC Young Fly, they are fools, Chico Bean, fools. Put that with T-Pain, who's super funny already. You know, some stories were going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the stories was how T-Pain and Nicki Minaj were supposed to do a song together back in 2007. And as they were messaging about setting it up, Nicki Minaj stopped replying to T-Pain. T-Pain recounts the whole story in this clip.
Yeah, I think I met Nicki in like 2007. Mm-hmm. And we had just, you know, we was about to work together.
Yeah.
And she had stopped responding. And I was like, Nick, let me know what's going on. She's like, hey, I'm an artist too, and I'm working on my so, you know, maybe chill. And I was like, oh.
And I heard your feelings.
My heart.
Carlos Miller is T-Pain. A fool.
She did me if I got away. It wasn't like a malicious thing. Maybe I was in love with Nicki Minaj.
T-Pain.
Now the truth comes out, the real truth.
So, like, right. So when she said she busy, you took it like she cursed?
No, she was. It wasn't like busy. I was like, yo, just a quick little verse. She was like, hey, I'm working on my too.
She was
shut up. And I was like, all right. She didn't say that. She obviously didn't say it like that. Right. It was a quick.
Yo.
I gotta watch the full thing. That's funny.
Carlos Miller is hilarious. He said, T-Pain, she hurt your feelings.
Like, why are you sad? Why are you sad?
So that was the episode. And Nicki Minaj got wind of this. And she responded in the comments of the Shade Room where they posted this clip.
Yeah, she said, I don't remember this at all. But it definitely sounded like something I would say. Then she goes, OMG, what was I thinking? He was already a really big artist. I was still underground. Child, I used to be bugging, yo. I was under so much pressure to deliver. My bad, babe. All love. I have nothing but respect for your talent. And thank you and Kanye for clearing Go Hard for Beam Me Up, Scotty, last month.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we love to see. Showing love, letting him know it was no malicious intent behind it. And she also said, listening to you over and over on that record taught me so much about harmonies and background vocals. Your vocals on that song alone are goated for life. I listen to every single detail at T-Pain. So she bigged him up heavy. I really, really, really hope this means that they will do a song together in this modern era.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done anything together. Like, both of their personalities and sounds would have been such a blend.
Right.
So, yeah, but imagine like something happened in 2007. You just now getting the real truth.
Right.
Crazy.
But T-Pain, he should be completely understanding of this because he got DMs from 10 years ago he ain't respond to on Instagram. So
exactly.
He should be truly, truly understanding of what Nicki was going through at the time. But I like this type of energy. I like this collaborative spirit that I feel is really in the air amongst a lot of artists right now. So hopefully we do get a T-Pain and Nicki Minaj song in the future, in the near future.
Yeah, we need that.
Yes. Let's close it out on that note. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Podbeam, the iHeartRadio app, anywhere you're listening to a podcast, just make sure you subscribe to DX Daily and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us too. You know, show us some love. Let us know what you think of the podcast. We love feedback. Mm-hmm. At Asia Sky is where you can find me on all social media.
You can find me at A-Dub on everything.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.